Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
We begin this afternoon with that huge gang roundup in Queens, and DA Melinda Katz says these guys were like monsters considering all they allegedly did, and all 33 of them now collared and facing multiple charges, including murder and a 151-count indictment. The DA listed a couple of incidents stamped with gang violence.
Whether it's a 14-year-old like Amir Griffin playing basketball or a school teacher walking his dog, we have seen law-abiding New Yorkers peacefully going about their business being killed by mindless gang violence.
There's also the 2020 New Year's Eve slaying of 26-year-old Sean Vance, who was simply sitting in his car when bullets rang out. NYPD Chief of Detectives James Essex says these gangs were terrorizing neighborhoods on every corner, using them as battlefields where they'd go after each other, not caring who their bullets hit.
Throughout this investigation, it was determined that members of these gangs intended to commit murder and shoot opposing gang members based solely on their alliances and territorial disputes.
All of the defendants arraigned, charged with conspiracy, murder, a whole shopping list of crimes, and all of them have been ordered back to court the second week of May. So far, the investigation has taken 3 years, but officials say have no illusions to gang members. It is not over yet. We are coming to get you. Well, this is the day ex-President Donald Trump said someone was coming to get him, an indictment, that is, and being arrested in connection with the Stormy Daniels hush money thing. Doesn't look like that's going to happen, at least not today. Apparently, the grand jury has one more witness to testify tomorrow.
It's wait and see. When will the grand jury vote and what will it decide? Hanging in the balance, whether Donald Trump will be the first president indicted for a criminal offense. The panel heard from a witness requested by the Trump defense team, an attorney who is disputing claims of key witness Michael Cohen, who admitted he paid off porn star Stormy Daniels to keep her quiet about allegations of an affair with Trump. The charges could also involve falsification of Trump Organization business records and campaign finance violations, as the money was paid right before the 2016 presidential election. New York City police have security plans in place, as protesters have already been showing up outside the courthouse, and there will be top-flight security for the former president if he must come into a courtroom to be arraigned. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Meantime, some new developments today on a cold case which started in September of 91 when somebody stumbled upon a woman lying dead along Seaview Avenue in Ocean Breeze on Staten Island. She'd been savagely beaten, strangled, her hands cuffed behind her back, and then doused with gasoline and set on fire. Well, 30 years later, and we may finally get some answers as to who and why. The DA holding a news conference along with the FBI and other agencies to announce major developments in that unsolved murder. 1010 Winds following it, and we will let you know what they come up with. Big doings in Hell's Kitchen today as the city announced improvements to the water supply and new super sidewalks along 9th Avenue.
Literally decades in the making, 14 miles of new water mains, sewers, and part of this project, new super sidewalks here on 9th Avenue in Hell's Kitchen. Councilman Eric Botcher celebrating the big day.
A great day for Hell's Kitchen. This project was so big that most Hell's Kitchen residents that we talked to, they can't even remember when it started. A lot of people who moved to New York years ago have always known 9th Avenue as a construction site.
And officials say there's more to come later this year. Protected bike lanes added to a stretch of 10th Avenue. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM at 57th and 9th.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.